Hi there, and welcome back for another lesson to unlock your English. Okay, so we all know how important it is to express the things we like, but of equal importance, I believe, is knowing how to express the things that we don't like. Now we can do this simply by using I don't like, or I dislike, or I hate. All of these are perfectly acceptable. However, sometimes we need to express to what degree we don't like something. Okay, well, hate is pretty clear and it is pretty extreme. But let's look at some other expressions and I'll explain them as we go. Alright, just as a quick disclaimer, let me just say that all of the examples I'm going to give you, for me, are not true. Okay, just to make that clear. Alright, so for example, I'm not too keen on Asian food. Not keen on means you don't like it much. But in the case of this food, you can eat it, it just wouldn't be your first choice. So, not keen on. I'm not a big fan of English food. This has a similar meaning to not keen on. I'm not a big fan of. I can't work up any enthusiasm for it. Now, this expresses a real feeling of indifference. It doesn't make you feel much at all. I'm not particularly fond of pasta. This means you can eat it, but you're not keen or you're not a big fan of it. You would probably prefer something else. Not fond of. I can't stand it. I can't stand is basically the same as hate. I can't stand it. Frozen yogurt? I could take it or leave it. Now, this expression shows complete indifference, but suggests you prefer something else. I could take it or leave it. The movie left me cold. Now, this is stronger than the last example. It left me cold. I can't see what all the fuss is about. You feel indifferent towards something and it suggests you prefer something else. I can't see what all the fuss is about. I'm afraid it doesn't appeal to me. Now, this is a polite way of saying you really don't like something or someone. It doesn't appeal to me, or she doesn't appeal to me, they don't appeal to me, etc. And I'll give you one more. This one is very, very British. It's really not my cup of tea. So this is something that you normally wouldn't choose. It's not your taste. It's not my cup of tea. Well, I hope this lesson has been your cup of tea and it has been useful. And if any of you would like to get in contact with me to suggest any future podcast content or just to give me any feedback, you can reach me at this email address, unlockedenglish@outlook.com. That's unlocked English, so unlocked with ED at the end, unlockedenglish@outlook.com.